Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Perhaps these books that Paul was talking about was what other people had wrote or what, I don't know. And maybe he liked, who's the guy people used to read, that Western guy? Louis L'Amour. Maybe he liked this. I don't know, you know, but it's good to read. Thank you. It's good to read. So anyway, he said, bring the books. But he said, especially, more important, you bring the parchments, that word of God that we have. That's so important to me. Well, let's get back to the notes. Now, I will come unto you, and I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And as on my journey, coming to you, I'm going to pass through Macedonia. And then he says this, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. That's an interesting thought. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to be there during the wintertime, Lord willing, because he says, if the Lord permit, if it's at all possible in the wintertime, for one reason, my health, maybe just to recover because of the trip across the Mediterranean over there. Stayed the winter, probably good for him. For fellowship, ain't it great to fellowship? I shouldn't use the word ain't. Isn't the word, ain't fellowship good with the saints and brothers and sisters? It's a time of refreshing. And so Paul used that example. But also he mentioned about that ye may bring me on my journey whither I go. Another reason for the stop in Corinth was that the church might assist him with his finances on the missionary journey. Remember, this money that they were collecting was not for him. It was what we would call designated offerings for the saints at Jerusalem. So in other words, the monies that he would get, he's not going to reach his hand in that, well, I need some money too. And that was for them. But he said, while I'm there with you, if you're willing, if you're able, maybe you can assist me. Because I'm on mission, I'm on my journeys. And by the way, that's why we help missionaries. We sponsor 14 or 15 missionaries out of this church, but we support over 60. I don't know the count. Matter of fact, we have our missions conference next month, and we want to add three more. Let me throw this one. Ray McAllister, he's our missionary. He asked me, Ray, don't mind me saying this. Last week, we gave everybody a nice Christmas gift, all the missionaries. He refused to take it. He said, I don't feel like I'm, worthy of this, because he's an old man. Say that out of great respect. And he said, no, we want you to have this Christmas gift. It's a love offering. You take it. He said, well, I'll take it in one, what was the word you used, Ray? Huh? Condition. That was the word. I want a condition. If next month you take me off of the missionary, he's not able to do this anymore. You take me off of the missionary support list. And then, and I said, we would do that. And in his, what we give him every month, we can add three more missionaries. So the money that we have been given Dr. McAllister, we have a missionary conference we can choose. Just an idea, maybe more, but you get the idea. The idea is to help them on their journey too. And that's, we need to help missionaries. That's what it's all about. The church would have the opportunity to encourage and to minister to Paul while he stayed there and help him on his way. Let me read something. Is my watch right? Is it only 10:30? Wow. Let me share something with you in 3 John. I want you to see this. Turn with me to 3 John. Let me begin in verse number 1. 3 John, verse number 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, he's talking about money here, and that's part of it. He's talking about the grace of God in you. He said, I pray that all is well. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified to the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. So he's talking not just Gaius, but that church. There's a church setting here that you read the rest of this. And I love this. Verse number 4 is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. This is a personal thing to me, not just as believers and children you lead to the Lord, but even personal to me. I'm so glad my children are on the way to heaven, my grandchildren. when they've reached the age of accountability, all of them been saved. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. And then, verse number 5. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. So in other words, it's addressed to Gaius, but also to that church. The people saw in the church how good and kind Gaius was to the brethren. We'll see they're actually missionaries of witness thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. So get the picture. Somebody's traveling through this neck of the woods where Gaius and the church is, and they receive this individual, whether it's a missionary or a believer or whoever it may be. Okay, whoever it may be, they took care of them. They provided for them as they were on their journey, as they were passing through. Thou shalt do well. Verse number 7. Because that for his name's sake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. I wish I could spend some time here. Do you know that God's people are to support God's work? We shouldn't rely on unbelievers. Now, we receive an offering today. If an unbeliever puts money in the offering plate, are we going to give it back to them? No. That's not the point. That's not the point what it's making. It's talking about relying on those things, okay? Should I say this? I will. I'm going to say this. I don't play the lottery. Please don't play the lottery. But if you do and you win, don't forget the Lord, okay? I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, he's commending Gaius and the church. When people go, you took care of them and you did good because they didn't rely on outside sources. The church and them took care of them. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. And that's the principle. Now, I want you to notice, I wrote into the church, but Diotrephes, here's a rascal. There's always somebody in a church who doesn't like to give. Amen, preacher. They're tightwads. Diotrephes was one of these individuals. A missionary would come through. The church wanted to give, but there was a fellow named Diotrephes who loved to have preeminence over them and received us not. Wherefore, if I come, he's telling this to Gaius, I'll remember his deeds. I wish I could spend some time on this one. When I come, if I come, I'm going to look at Diotrephes face to face, and I'm going to share with him some thoughts, okay? But anyway, that's what he's saying. Prating? Is that prating or prating? Prating, yeah. Against us with malicious words. Diotrephes had nothing good to say about John, about any man. I just even wonder if he was saved. You know, just because you're a church member, that doesn't mean you're saved. Amen, preacher. Here's Diotrephes. I don't even know if he's a saved man or not. But boy, he sure was a thorn in the flesh to the church and to John, or to Gaius and John and others. He not content therewith, he's never happy. Do you know anybody in the church, not Westwood Missionary Baptist Church? Because we're all happy, right? Everybody's happy. But there are some people in churches, you can't please them. This is him. He's not content. Neither does he receive the brethren and forbid that they would even come.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And join us this week, Monday through Friday, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our annual mission conference. We're serving supper nightly at 5:45 p.m. with services at 7 p.m. Hear from missionaries around the world, special music, and great messages from the Word of God. We hope that you'll come out and join us each evening, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. If you can't join us, you can watch online at westwoodmbc.org. And be sure to mark these two special dates on your calendar. Friday evening, the 23rd at 7 p.m., the Rogers family will be our featured music for the night. And then Sunday night on January 25th at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be our featured music for the evening. We hope to see you soon. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.